From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces combat the Taliban. The new plan will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary and gives U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. The plan does not involve U.S. ground troops. All this comes 6 months before the 9,800 troops in Afghanistan would be reduced to 5,500, a move Obama wants to see happen by 2017. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death early Friday in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities throughout the country. Though no group has yet taken responsibility for the killing, local police says it bears the marks of similar attacks carried out by Islamist militants. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years, and the violence has escalated in the past few months. Militants from Turkey's Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, have claimed responsibility for Wednesday's deadly attack on a police station in the country's southeast that left 6 people dead. The attack in the mainly Kurdish town left more than 30 wounded. The PKK has been targeting Turkish police and military in its struggle for autonomy in Turkey's southeast since the collapse of a ceasefire agreement nearly a year ago. Separately, the Kurdistan Freedom Hawks, the TAK, an offshoot of the PKK, claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in Istanbul Tuesday that killed 11 people. The car bomb exploded near a police bus in central Istanbul during morning rush hour. From Washington, this is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama formally endorsed Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton after meeting with her rival Bernie Sanders on Thursday in a bid to unite the party and defeat Republican nominee Donald Trump. The official endorsement came after Obama held a one-hour Oval Office meeting with Sanders, the Vermont senator who has won the support of millions, especially younger voters. After the meeting, Sanders stopped short of conceding the nomination to Clinton, but said he will meet with her soon.
I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump and to create a government which represents all of us and not just the 1%.
White House officials said Obama will campaign with Clinton for the first time during an appearance in Wisconsin next week. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State terror group before claiming to have undergone a change of heart is back in the U.S. to face terror charges. Mohammed Kamal Khwais was brought into a federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia, on Thursday. The 26-year-old first made headlines when he was detained by Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq in March, becoming one of just a handful of American Islamic State fighters to be captured on the battlefield. Australian and Malaysian investigators are eager to examine what may be debris from Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 that went missing en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing 2 years ago. Australia's Transport Safety Bureau is examining an apparent plane part found this week on Kangaroo Island off the nation's southern coast. Australian oceanographer Joachim Kampf speculated that it is possible that parts from the missing plane drifted to Australia.
There is a possibility because it's sort of consistent with the drift pathways of currents in the southern Indian Ocean. The time scale of 2 years is just right. It could happen during that time scale.
The Malaysian aircraft carried 239 passengers and crew when it disappeared in March 2014. Wreckage that may be from the doomed flight also recently washed ashore in Madagascar. In that case, part of an airplane seat and a cover panel from a wing have been recovered. Officials believe flight MH370 crashed at sea but have not been able to find the main wreckage. International aid groups were able to deliver food and supplies to a besieged Syrian town for the first time in 4 years following a new government approval of access to rebel-held areas within the country. The aid groups brought enough food to feed 2,400 people for a month, as well as enough health and hygiene supplies for the entire population of around 4,000. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.